BBC News with Julie Candler. The authorities in Haryana state in northern India say they've arrested a Hindu guru whose supporters have been engaged in 2 days of violent clashes with the police, leading to at least 6 deaths and hundreds of injuries. They say the man, Rampal Maharaj, is being charged with a series of offences, including the waging of war against the government of India. The BBC's Zubair Ahmed was at the scene.
We saw the arrests being taken place. We saw some people shouting slogans against the policemen. We couldn't tell if they were indeed the supporters, but they were quite angry with what was happening there. But outside the ashram, in nearby villages, people were dancing on the road. They were quite jubilant because they had been under tremendous pressure from the police and from heavy presence of the media, and they were quite stressed, and they wanted the whole drama to end as soon as possible.
Spanish prosecutors say they will bring criminal charges against the Catalan president Artur Mas for staging a non-binding vote on independence in defiance of a court injunction. The Catalan government said over 2 million people took part in the poll, despite the Spanish Constitutional Court ban on the vote. The American television network NBC has confirmed that it's scrapping a project involving the veteran comedian Bill Cosby, following allegations of sexual assault. In a statement, NBC said the programme was no longer under development. Peter Bowes reports from Los Angeles.
The network declined to comment on the reason for the decision. And the streaming service Netflix has postponed a special show with the entertainer after a model claimed he had sexually assaulted her in 1982. The historic allegations first resurfaced last month when a comedian referred to them during a performance. Last week, Mr. Cosby was ridiculed on Twitter after he posted a picture of himself and asked for followers to write a caption. His lawyer said Mr. Cosby did not intend to dignify the allegations with a comment.
Guinea, one of the nations worst affected by the Ebola crisis, has qualified for the finals of the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. They beat Uganda in a match played behind closed doors in Morocco. Here's Mike Sanders.
They've had to play all their qualifying matches outside the country. They were met with suspicion wherever they went. Their star player, Ibrahim Traoré, even had to convince the doctor at his German club, Borussia Mönchengladbach, that it was safe for him to play. But now, finally, Guinea are through to the finals in January in Equatorial Guinea. Ironically, the deciding match, a 2-0 win over Uganda, was played behind closed doors in Casablanca in Morocco, the chosen host nation, which relinquished the tournament for fear that visiting fans would bring Ebola with them.
In other results, Ghana, Ivory Coast and Cameroon all qualified. World News from the BBC. A Qatari whistleblower has told the BBC she was coerced into withdrawing corruption allegations over Qatar's successful bid to host the 2022 World Cup. Fedra Al-Majid says she stands by her original claim that Qatari executives offered to pay 3 African football officials $1.5 million for their support. She says she only signed a sworn legal document retracting the allegation after an official involved in the bid threatened to sue her for $1 million for breaching her employment contract. The 3 African officials and Qatar have always strongly denied her claims. A Dutch mother has returned to the Netherlands with her daughter after going to Syria to bring her back from the city of Raqqa, a stronghold of Islamic State militants. The daughter, Aisha, was arrested when she arrived home. She left the Netherlands in February to marry a Dutch-Turkish jihadist with Islamic State. He once served in the Dutch military. Anna Holligan said Aisha is being questioned by Dutch police.
They may be asking her in terms of gathering intelligence, but they will also want to know whether she was actually engaged in any fighting, because if there are Dutch citizens who've been involved in fighting against Dutch soldiers, then they could be liable for prosecution or indeed engaged in anything that could amount to a war crime. So her lawyer is meeting her tonight, and we are hoping to speak to her over the next couple of days.
2 years to the day since peace talks on the conflict in Colombia began, President Juan Manuel Santos has expressed his optimism about the process despite the abduction over the weekend of a high-ranking army general by left-wing FARC rebels. Mr. Santos had suspended talks but insisted he wanted to continue peace negotiations once the general was released. Officials in Honduras say they found the body of the country's beauty queen who disappeared 6 days ago. Maria Jose Alvarado was due to compete in the Miss World Beauty pageant in London next month. BBC News.